The Ranch.
How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you, sir?
Doing quite well.
Well, good.
I would say you both definitely should play the Dixie Chick. And not only that, I would say we should correct and say that George Bush is actually a Connecticut Yankee.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Nicholas Ryan Lussier.
Nicholas, thank you for the call, sir. The Ranch, you got an answer for us for our discussion this afternoon?
Absolutely. No, we don't want to play no damn Dixie Chicks. First of all, they're not American.
Uh-huh.
And when you start playing them, we'll start changing channels.
All righty. Who's this?
This is Rusty Riot.
Rusty, thank you for the call, sir. The Ranch.
No, says I.
No, says I. And who is I?
My name's Caleb.
Caleb, is there a reason why you say no? Just curious.
Yeah, because God bless America.
All righty. Caleb, thank you for the call. The Ranch.
Call about the Dixie Chicks. Y'all should still play them?
Yeah. The question is, should we play them on the Ranch?
Yes.
Yes. Now, why would you say yes out of curiosity?
Because it's America, damn it, and they're gorgeous.
Who's this?
This is Michael.
Michael, thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
The Ranch.
Hey, that Natalie Maines question or Dixie Chicks.
Yes. Who am I speaking with?
My name's David.
David, what is your answer? Should the Ranch play the Dixie Chicks? I'm curious.
I'd like to hear them again.
Would you? No. Is there a reason for that?
Well, they got good music. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion, no matter how wrong I think it is.
Right. Well, David, thank you for the call, sir. The Ranch.
Yes, I think you should still play the Dixie Chicks.
Now, is there a reason for that?
Well, everybody says something dumb at some point in their time. I mean, the football players are still playing, and the president's still the president. So
Who am I speaking with?
This is Pam.
Pam, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. The Ranch.
Yes, I have an opinion on whether the Ranch should play the Dixie Chicks.
Yes, who am I speaking with?
The answer, my name's Eddie.
Eddie, what is your answer?
No, should not.
Is there a reason why you say no?
Yes, two reasons. Number one,
uh-huh,
they're not Red Dirt by any stretch of the imagination. They don't fit the genre.
Okay.
And there's freedom of speech is only guaranteed that the government will not restrict your freedom of speech.
Right.
The market can certainly restrict your freedom of speech. And when you deal in a public forum and you choose to use words that are inflammatory or out of step,
uh-huh,
with your traditional constituency, don't be surprised if they take their money elsewhere. And that's all I'm doing, in my opinion. We as country music fans and Texans choose to want to take our money elsewhere, and it shouldn't be forced upon us by radio stations thinking that they're doing some kind of common good.
Well, thank you for the call, sir. I really appreciate it. The Ranch.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you, sir? Who am I speaking with?
It's Scott King.
Well, Scott, do you have an answer for us? Should the Ranch play the Dixie Chicks? I'm curious.
I do have an answer, and I say heck no.
Now, why would you say no, Scott?
Well, I saw the Dixie Chicks when they opened up for Chris LeDoux in Nashville, or not Clarksville, Tennessee,
uh-huh,
back in the late 90s, and they were not country music then.
Right.
And then they disrespected our government and our president, and they got exactly what they deserved. And I don't think that listening to the Ranch every day that they are, quote, country music.
I got you. Thank you for the call, sir. I really appreciate it. The Ranch.
Hey, man, y'all should definitely play the Dixie Chicks.
Now, okay. Who am I speaking with?
Michael Fountain from Granbury.
Michael from Granbury. Tell us why you feel that we should play the Dixie Chicks.
Because, man, I grew up listening to them. Now you don't even hear them on the radio ever.
I got you. Michael.
There'll be a whole lot of little kids growing up without them.
Michael, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate it, buddy. The Ranch.
Yes, I'd like to weigh in on the question.
Yes, please. Should the Ranch play the Dixie Chicks? I'm curious folks' thoughts.
Two words. Heck no, because they are not Texas country. They never have been Texas country. And in my opinion, there has been.
Okay. Who am I speaking with?
Randy.
Randy, thank you so much for the call. I truly appreciate it. The Ranch.
Man, anybody that brings politics into music just needs to turn on Rush Limbaugh and forget music radio. Yeah, you ought to play the Dixie Chicks.
I would rather nobody turned on Rush Limbaugh because he's not on our station.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, man. But, yeah, I mean, everybody in the world has political feelings.
Uh-huh.
Natalie Maines happened to open her mouth one day years ago on stage, and I guess that just pretty much branded her with the big red X or something. But
mm-hmm,
they're way too talented to not play.
All righty.
Plus they're local. So have at, brother.
Who's this?
My name's Trey. I live in Benbrook.
Trey from Benbrook. Thank you for the call, sir. Appreciate it. The Ranch.
Yeah, I think you should play it because if not, you're taking away somebody's, you know, freedom of speech.
All righty. Who's this?
My name is Deet.
Deet, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. The Ranch.
Can I take a stab at this?
Yes, please do. Who am I speaking with?
This is Terry.
Terry, tell us your thoughts. Should the Ranch play the Dixie Chicks?
Not no, but hell no. Natalie Maines is a communist. If you want to play some of the Dixie Chicks, play the stuff the two girls did without her. Yeah, don't play anything with Natalie Maines in it. Even though she was born in Texas, she's no Texan.
All righty. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. The Ranch.
Hey, not no, but hell no on the Dixie Chicks.
All righty. Tell us why. I'm curious.
They're a bunch of snowflakes.
A bunch of snowflakes.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for the call. The Ranch.
Hi, you should play the Dixie Chicks.
I should. Okay, so tell us why the Ranch should play the Dixie Chicks. Curious.
Well, this is America, and part of America's free speech, unlike a lot of other countries have been.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is being able to disagree and talk about the people in power. And I think the bar is a lot lower now. People have said more about our last president than they ever said about that one. So I don't think it'd be any argument now.
All righty. Who am I speaking with?
Nick.
Nick, thank you for the call. Truly appreciate it. The Ranch.
How's it going, guys?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. This is Wes.
Wes, tell us your thoughts. Should the Ranch play the Dixie Chicks?
I don't think so.
Okay, tell us why.
I'm actually a combat veteran. I remember a little over 10 years ago them talking about being ashamed of our president being from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. Texas is a great state.
You got a good point there, man. Thank you for your service, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yes, sir.